Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve Odell.
Yes, once again, from Grand Rapids, Michigan, I'm Steve Odell.
And from San Antonio, Texas, this is Lori Twitchell.
And this is the Coleraine Connection Funcast. It is the semi-regular podcast, behind-the-scenes podcast of the hit family radio drama Down Gilead Lane.
That's right.
I'm the producer of the show.
And the director and the guru who knows all things Gilead.
Yeah, what do you call that? Is that the showrunner? Am I a showrunner?
Yeah, you probably would be a showrunner. Yeah, I'm just the writer.
She's the one who creates the magic.
The
and
chaos.
Here we are once again to talk about the show, and we're kind of in between seasons, so we've had fewer podcasts, and we've been really busy with a lot of different things.
Yes, Steve, you've been very busy.
Yeah, it's kind of prevented us from getting together to do this. So we probably won't have a real long podcast today, but we wanted to at least put something out there so that you, the fans, would be able to have some info, some nuggets on Down Gilead Lane.
That's right. And so you know that we still love you.
Exactly.
We haven't forgotten you.
Right. So you know what? Speaking of that, let's just get right into it.
I think we should get to the really important stuff because everybody wants to know about this.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't know if it's, you know, good etiquette to share all of your issues with your audience, but it gives us more people praying for us, and that's been pretty evident. We announced, a couple months ago now that we were having trouble with our main top machine that we produce Down Gilead Lane on,
mm-hmm.
the editing system called Fairlight.
Yes.
And we were just doing some routine upgrades, sent, the main server of that system to California to get the upgrades done there, and it was broken in transit. It was broken pretty much beyond repair on its way to California.
Ouchie.
And, yeah. So at that point, we started the process, and this was early December, getting reimbursement from the shipping company to cover those damages. And it's just been a real, really, really slow process. And we, in the meantime, decided, you know what, let's go ahead and order the new machine,
mm-hmm.
before we even have the money from the shipping company, so that we can at least get the ball rolling. And we now have the new server back in the building. It is plugged in and
Woo-hoo!
It's connected. Yes, and it is communicating with our workstations. So we are finally producing again, but it's been quite a delay, and it has created a lot of stress in our production schedule.
Yes.
Because, we've recorded the first four episodes of season 10, but haven't really been able to do anything with them. And so now we finally are able to start working post-production on those shows, but the first of them is going to be airing pretty soon. So
yes.
Keep praying that we would be able to, get caught up, and then also that we would get the money from the shipping company, because,
that's important.
Pretty much, yeah, we've had to put that money up ourselves, and budgets are pretty tight, even with a production like Down Gilead Lane.
Mm-hmm. So we are, that's what we're looking at right now. And we did manage to get the Valentine special out.
Yes. Again, big, big thank you to Glenn West and Todd Bastide at Gap Digital, who, we basically outsourced the post-production of that show to them so that we could get it done. And they did a great job on it. And since we're talking about the Valentine's Day special, Lori, I think we've had some comments and reviews about that, haven't we?
We have. We've got an official review thread going on the message boards. And if you are listening to this podcast and you have not yet visited the message boards, please do. We'd love to hear from you and see you. And we have seen a pretty good influx of new people on the boards commenting.
Cool.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Dave, our wonderful super moderator, because he's been around for so long and he's got over 2,000 posts, started the Valentine's thread. Of course, the title of that special was
The Greatest of These.
Which we all know the greatest of these is
love.
There you go. And that fits pretty well with the Valentine's special.
Check out 1 Corinthians 13:13.
There you go.
Where are you from? Where we got that name from? Anyway, go ahead.
We've got all that together, and this was the first time that we've ever tried something new called a mini-sode.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it is.
I like that.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Did you coin that yourself?
I think I did.
Good job.
But we put two mini episodes of Gilead Lane together, one written by John Fornoff and one written by myself. And there was quite a little discussion on the message boards about how that came about, who wrote what.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing was that we just wanted the only common threads to be, you know, that it was the Morrisons and that it had to do with love, you know, or just kind of different notions or ideas of the, you know, love.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as we're thinking Valentine's Day, usually things kind of get bent in the direction of romance, guy, girl kind of stuff. But
yes,
that's not really, I mean, that's just one little part of the idea of love, especially in the Bible. So, you know, we kind of wanted to hit some of those myths and do it in a creative way. So the first half, which I think you'll probably recognize by the working title that we had for it, which was Sir Plunge-a-Lot.
Right.
That was the one that was written by John.
Uh-huh.
And then the other half, which had to do with Flower Day at the kids' school. That one was written by Lori. And so anyway, some really, really good kind of examples of what real love ought to look like, you know, in the
exactly.
context of a marriage, you know, husband being a wife's hero, but then even in the context of family and how family looks out for one another and takes care of one another and, you know, just can speak each other's love language, so to speak. And so we had some great examples. Good job, Lori.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, I remember when I was in school, and if you're not involved in a relationship, Valentine's Day, especially in junior high and high school, can be particularly difficult.
It can be hurtful, yeah.
And, you know, I think it was important to point out that there are a lot of other aspects of love, and that it doesn't have to be all the hearts and roses and romance and all those things.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is there are a lot of people who really liked the mini-sodes, the two of them. And then there were people who were just saying, I'm completely confused how those had anything to do with each other.
Right.
So I'm glad you brought up that really what Steve did was Steve and Terry and John and I were talking about what we could do. Since we already had a Christmas special, we already had a new Thanksgiving special.
Yep.
What can we do that's kind of different and would help us with the schedule?
Right.
So we would have time to do season 10. And I said, let's just do a Valentine special. We've never done that before.
Yeah.
And we were literally set off with completely different tasks. And it was just write about love.
Yep.
At some point. And we decided to do it this way. So I think they turned out really, really well. And I've gotten a lot of private messages and comments and emails asking who sent the last flower to Mike.
Yeah, so, well, as far as that goes, I think probably the listener's guess is as good as ours, right?
Well, I've written back to people that it's top secret. We aren't sharing anything whatsoever about who sent that last flower to Mike. Although I'm sure it might come up in a later season.
Sure.
You know, it's always a possibility.
You never know.
You could, I suppose, if you were stuck on that sort of thing, call that an open storyline that we may be able to pick up later. But either
yes,
way,
but maybe we just kind of like life. Certain things just stay mysteries, you know?
Exactly. We still don't know where Amelia Earhart went.
That's true.
You know?
Right, right.
Big mysteries in life. So, yeah, generally people really liked the Valentine special.
Cool.
And it did bring up some questions, though.
Oh, did it?
It did.
Like?
And many of those questions involved, what are the grades that the Morrison kids are in? And that is a down Gilead Lane guru special.
Okay, let's try to address that. when the show began, we are figuring it was about close to 5 years ago. I mean, literally, it was longer ago than that, but in Coleraine time. So at that time, we know that Timmy was just going into first grade, Haley in fourth, Mike in fifth, and Justin was struggling with starting junior high, so he was going into seventh, and Brooke was struggling with starting high school, so she was going into ninth, okay? So Just about 5 Coleraine years have gone by, and the break between season 9 and season 10 is like sort of in the middle of a school year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when we start into season 10, it's going to be just coming into spring.
Right. So, that's, so 9 and 10 idea. Are going to follow one school year.
Correct. And that school year is, let me see if I got this right, 5th grade for Tim.
Steve has to count, and he may need to take off his shoes to count, use his toes and fingers. So you just have to give him a little bit of space.
Right, right. Just back up. Okay, 5th grade for Tim, 8th for Haley, 9th for Michael, and then Justin and Brooke, as we know, are starting their first year of college. But
because Brooke, Justin skipped some time.
Right. For Brooke, that's she's right on schedule. For Justin, he's a genius, so he started college early. So if you catch any continuity errors somewhere in a script, in a show, somewhere along the way, just please forgive us. We're doing our best to keep all that straight. But for right now, this is my official proclamation that that's where the kids are at in their grades. And Hope is in kindergarten, as we know.
Yes.
But she has turned 6. Don't have her specific birth date off the top of my head, but it was her birthday happened somewhere before the Christmas special, because I believe it was in the Christmas special where she where somebody says that she's 6 now. So
yes.
So that's kind of where we're at. And, you know, you need to not be too stringent and too strict on these things because, you know, we do re-air programs. And so if we followed things like really, really closely, the letter of the law, then it would be hard to drop reruns into the schedule. And especially the seasonal specials, the holiday specials,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they air year after year. And
they're timeless.
Right. They are evergreen, as Mr. Fornoff calls them. So anyway, that is in the For What It's Worth category. That's the grades of the kids. And just, you know, as a little bit of extra bonus material, we know that Becca and Luke are twins, and they are the same age as Brooke.
Right.
Caleb is a year older than Brooke and the twins. Tiffany is a year older than Justin. Maya, same age as Michael. Lauren, the kid's cousin. I don't know if many of our listeners still know
Lauren,
but yeah, Lauren, she is in the same grade as Justin. So this year she would be in 11th grade because she didn't accelerate and go into college.
Right.
And I guess that would also make Tiffany a senior this year. Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. There might be some upcoming stuff with Tiffany being a senior.
Maybe so. Never know.
That's true. So right, as somebody pointed out on the message boards, it takes a lot of intellect to sort through some of the finer details of Down Gilead Lane, but we all know it's well worth it.
Yes, definitely.
So that's kind of the wrap up on the Valentine special. People really
cool.
seem to enjoy it a lot, and we are very happy about that. And we are very glad to that the Lord blessed us that we were able to get it out before Valentine's Day, because if not, Steve and I were going to be spending this podcast reading all of the parts.
That would have been no fun for anybody.
No, it would definitely not have been. So we're very glad the Lord blessed us that, and blessed you, that you don't have to listen to all of that.
Yeah. So
does that bring us to a haiku?
Yes. This is pretty cool. We've got the mailbag segment, which of course we always introduce with the mailbag haiku, but now we've got a special intro for the haiku.
That's awesome.
So it's an intro of an intro. And this was put together for us by Captain Cal Olson, our production assistant. And he's a pretty talented musician. So let's let him take it away right now.
Okay.
Now sit down, now stomp your shoe.
Here we go
with the mail haiku.
Wow.
Yeah, well, the music's playing, so I better get to the haiku. This haiku, by the way, written by Lori Twitchell, but I'm reading it today. Here it is.
Okay.
Open your ears now. A podcast and mail from you. Ready? Here's the cue.
Woohoo.
All right. Very nice.
Very nice. And I love that opening.
Yes.
And so we must have hit the big time that we now have a composer doing the opening for the mail haiku.
I know. Well, the funny thing is that he did the music for the haiku, and now he's done the music to introduce the music for the haiku. So,
which is which means we've really hit big time.
I know. I think this whole thing has taken on a life of its own. Maybe from now on we'll just do podcasts that are just a haiku.
Ooh.
We'll just put out a daily haiku.
That would be really short.
Yeah, it would, but...
It might be interesting.
Yeah, okay, something to think about.
Okay.
All right, what do we got as far as what we've been hearing from listeners, Lori?
Well, there is a question on the message boards from Lori, and that's not me.
Uh-huh.
It's the other Lori, who is a very popular person on the message board. And she's wondering, does anybody know when the MP3s will be made available at the online store? She says she's looking for the new Valentine Special MP3.
Okay. All right. Yes. If you go to shopcbh.org, click on Down Gilead Lane, you'll find a place there where you can download MP3 audio of all of the episodes. They're usually made available there sometime within or closely after the streaming version is available there on our website. So, you know, what you listen to in the His Kids player, that's usually up there for 2 weeks. And so by the time those 2 weeks have expired, the MP3 is available for download. So look for it here in the next week or so. It should be there available to download. And like I said, all of season 9 is there, and the 2 holiday specials, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So all of our most recent shows are there, and the Valentine's Day one will be very soon.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Did we have any mail or anything that came in?
There was one comment, pretty short and sweet, from Elizabeth. I enjoy listening to your shows. Keep more coming, please.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. We're glad that you enjoy it. Yep. You know, you guys are the reason that we are here doing this.
She actually sent that to the Funcast email address, so I'm thinking she was referring to the podcasts.
Oh, wow.
I mean, maybe she enjoys listening to Down Gilead Lane and she wants more of those to keep coming, but I think she's talking about what you and I do here, Lori, and she wants more of those. So.
Which is a lot of fun.
Either way, there's more coming.
Yeah, because we have no intention of stopping unless the plug gets pulled from somewhere that is beyond our control.
Right.
So fantastic. Well, Elizabeth, thank you for writing in, and we appreciate you. And seriously, in without joking, the podcast and the program itself, that seriously is because of the fans. We know that yep. God has placed this here, but he's also placed listeners out there who have a heart for this program, and some who are even using this program to reach others for the gospel.
Yep.
And so we really appreciate that. And we love hearing from you guys. So feel free to, you can call and leave us a comment on the comment line. Steve has that number.
Oh, you want me to give that now?
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Okay.
It fits well.
Yes, our toll-free comment line is 877-937-5397. Learn it, love it, use it. 877, I don't know where that came from. 877-937-5397.
I hope you just didn't take somebody's copyrighted material.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Probably.
Anyway, we also have an email address that you can write to.
Yeah, that one's easy. ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
Very cool. And we've got blogs. I just remembered that we have blogs, actually, right?
That's
true, Lori's
yes.
the bad one at blogging.
Oh, I have not really spent a lot of time on mine recently either. But there is a picture of the broken Fairlight server, if you're curious about that.
Oh, well, cool. You could go and see the damage firsthand yourself. Yeah. Maybe we should have a caption contest and let kids write in funny captions for the pictures.
That's a great idea. I could just post some pictures, some Gilead-related pictures, and not really give much commentary, and then people could come in and comment and just caption them. That would be fun.
Dude, did we just spawn a contest?
I think so, but I don't have a prize yet.
So. All right, we'll come up with a prize, but you have to watch the blog for the prize.
There you go. Cool.
So as soon as Steve and I stop recording, we'll actually start thinking.
We'll figure out what that's going to be. The address, by the way, for the blog is funcast.gileadlane.org. Don't bother with W's. You don't have to www it. Just funcast.gileadlane.org.
Okay, so now we've haikued and answered mail and, you know, those deep burning questions that were out there. We threw some water on those. Yes. And now I think we talked about some teasing. And
yes.
Not just between Steve and Lori, some actual, you know, marketing type teasing.
Right, where we kind of tease the audience with some information about something that might be of interest to them. Yes.
Exactly.
And that the main thing would be, I guess, Down Gilly Lane Season 10, right?
Because that's right around the corner, the last that I knew.
It is. It's coming up fast. In fact...
A little faster than Steve would like it, but...
Yeah. It's coming up, but with God's help, we are confident that we will have a Season 10 coming on the date that we are expecting it, and that is the weekend of March 29th.
Woohoo!
Which is the weekend after Easter.
Very cool. So it's coming up right around the corner.
Right. So when Easter's here, you'll know that next week you've got some new Gilead. And Season 10 has got some great stuff. I mean,
oh, it does.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
and I mean,
really
just so
excited.
That people know, because a lot of people have asked how long it takes us to do this. Yesterday, that would be 2/13, the day before Valentine's Day.
Right.
We had a brainstorming session to brainstorm episodes 7 and 9.
Right.
Was that correct? So that's where we are in the creative process.
Yeah. And don't worry, everybody. There will be an episode 8. We're not just going to skip it.
Right. That was a tease enough right there, I think.
Right.
People are going to be saying, why would they have only...
What's the deal with episode 8?
Yeah.
But yes, we did brainstorm 7, 9, and a little bit of 10, right?
We did, I'm really excited about that one.
Yes. So we've got the kind of where the story is going to go. We've got that all mapped out, and we're just kind of filling in the details right now.
Yes, we know where the season's going to end.
Right. And you don't. Sorry. But we all know where Season 9 ended, and I will say that we'll pretty much pick up at that point when we come into Season 10.
Yes, and some really fantastic things are going to be happening this season.
Yep.
Some really, really great things. Some things people have been asking for and some things that people haven't. I will say that there is, if you would like to talk about what you think might be happening in Season 10, there is a speculation thread on the message boards. And the title of it is actually the official Season 10 Speculation and Ideas thread.
Oh, which, yeah, we've talked about that before, haven't we?
Yeah, and now that it's closer, it's coming around the corner, we've thrown out a couple more little teases about things that are going to happen. We are going to find out some answers to some deep, dark mysteries. And cool. There may even be more deep, dark mysteries.
I was going to say, we might introduce a whole new set of deep, dark mysteries. Who knows?
Yeah, deeper and darker mysteries. but if you'd like to talk about some of those things, especially now that we've thrown out these teasers and that it's just around the corner, you can go check that out on the message boards. As I said, the official Season 10 Speculation and Ideas thread.
Cool.
So you can go check that out.
Is that enough teasing, you think?
I think so.
Hey, you know, speaking of exciting things that we've got coming up next month.
Yes.
For the podcast specifically, we've got a real exciting announcement for the March podcast.
We do. For the fans of Coloring Connection.
Yes. We are going to be, Lori and I are going to be in Nashville at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's Lori's first time going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. It's cool because I usually kind of go, well, I go with Mrs. Ritchie, with Terry.
Yes.
But we kind of go there and go to different things. She goes to leadership stuff. I go to, you know, more creative production stuff.
Yes.
And actually have a sort of a teammate with me there, mm-hmm. Lori. That'll be a lot of fun. But we also just found out that, yes, indeed, Mr. Fornoff, John Fornoff, is also going to be at NRB.
And so there's going to be I can't be a trifecta because Mrs. Ritchie will be there.
Quadrifecta. Right. And we are planning on doing some podcast dispatches, kind of a little bit more live energy, you know, of talking to people, getting John in on it. And maybe one or two podcasts will actually come to you from Nashville there in March. So we're excited about doing that and look for it. coming up in about a month. Well, three to 4 weeks, I guess.
And if we get the chance to sit down with anybody who's more famous than us,
yeah,
we'll see if we can get them to give a little shout out to the Gilead fans too.
You better believe it. Yes, we'll be sort of rubbing shoulders with some Christian radio dudes and dudettes. And
The Christian entertainment industry. There's going to be some movie makers there and writers. And
yep. If anybody out there enjoyed Facing the Giants,
yes,
the movie, I know that's been a real huge popular movie, Facing the Giants. My kids love it. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to be sort of in the same room with the writer and director of that film.
It'll be very interesting. Steve and I have not recorded a podcast in the same room for over a year. We've not recorded the whole podcast. We just recorded some teases and had some fun before.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what it will be like with us in the same room, and we'll have to see how this all works. But we did talk to Mr. Fornoff yesterday, and he is also excited about, you know, he's not been a part of the podcast yet.
Right.
We interviewed him for the last
edition of the Gilead Insider. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But now you guys might get the chance to speak, you know, listen to Mr. Fornoff up close and personal.
Cool.
In the podcast. So, well, that's happening the second weekend in March?
Yes.
And so, of course, it'll take us some time to get back and get it put together, but now you know why it's a couple of weeks away.
Yes.
And that podcast will be happening right before...
Right before we launch season 10.
Excellent.
Cool.
So that's kind of where everything is in the land of... Gilead, Coleraine, Connection, Behind the Scoop, Down the Scenes, Trail.
Hey, I want to see if I can remember it, okay? I want to see if I can remember it. The Coleraine Connection, the official Behind the Scenes, Inside Scoop, Down Gilead Lane Funcast. Is that
That's pretty good.
I feel like I'm missing one, but...
I know. Or they might have been out of order somewhere in there, but you got Scoop and Behind and Inside and all the main keywords there.
I think that pretty much covers it, Lori. I think that is a pretty good podcast, considering that we, you know, just kind of threw it together here. Hey, one thing I want to say one more time is please contact us. Please send us your comments, your constructive compliments. Email us at ccfuncast@gileadlane.org, or maybe even better yet, hear yourself in the podcast when you call the toll-free comment line, 877-937-5397. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
We'll see you next time, whenever that is. I guess it'll be in March. And until then, remember, every day needs a little grace.
And hope.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Bye. That was the off-the-cuffest...
Yes.
podcast we've ever done.
Office. I can't even say it.
Office.
Office the cuffest.